Three state lawmakers from New York's Hudson Valley gathered in the city of Poughkeepsie earlier this week to call on the assembly to pass a so-called punishment fifth a crime bill when it is reintroduced next session. They met at an intersection where a Poughkeepsie couple lost their lives 4 years ago. The intersection of Worrell Avenue and Route 55, or the eastbound arterial, was where 4 years ago, August 1st, Sean and Patricia Wunderly were killed when their vehicle was struck by Ryan Florian, who ran a red light fleeing police. Their two children survived. In 2013, Florian pleaded guilty to two counts of second-degree manslaughter and is serving 6.5 to 13 years in prison. Sean Wunderly's father, Larry Wunderly, urges passage of a bill that would allow for consecutive sentences for homicide offenses.
You know, people have said that this is an anniversary. It's not an anniversary. An anniversary is a celebration, and this certainly is not a celebration. We lost two beautiful people 4 years ago, and the guy that took their lives is not being punished as he should be. I ask, I plead, I beg, please help make this bill so that nobody else has to go through this.
Republican Assemblyman Kieran Lawler is co-sponsor of the bill.
And I should point out that this horrible tragedy happened 4 years ago. About 2 years ago, two young Bard College students were killed, single act, similar situation, and a similar injustice. How many times it's happened in our community? How many times in a state of 19 million are we going to let this injustice continue?
Lala referred to a 2014 fatal hit-and-run incident where a car struck two pedestrians who were Bard College students. Republican Sue Serino is the bill's sponsor in the Senate, where it passed twice.
We will continue to fight for its passage because it's the right thing to do. And we do it in honor of Sean and Patricia Wunderly. And we do it for their children who are watching this process closely.
Democrat Frank Scartato sponsors the bill in the Assembly, where the legislation has not advanced from the Codes Committee.
They think that this is a constitutional issue, the criminal in this case will be punished twice somehow. And that's why I said it is two crimes, regardless how you look at it. There was one act, but yes, two people lost their lives. Therefore, it's not a double jeopardy. There was two crimes that were committed, and therefore, there must be a punishment that fits those two crimes.
Lawler says there are legal precedents that would allow for such a law in New York. He notes the legislation would not mandate consecutive sentences when two lives are taken by a single act, but give a judge the option to impose consecutive sentences. Patricia Wunderly's brother, Rich DeSantola, says he does not want the bill to continue languishing in committee.
You know, we want it to go to a vote. We don't want it caught up in the budget complaints and then shoved off into the last minute when they decide it's more important to sell liquor before noon on Sundays than it is to pass something punishing criminals.
DeSantola says he and Larry Wunderly started a Let the Punishment Fit the Crime campaign 3 years ago. Again, Scartados.
We will continue to fight because the rights of criminals must never trump the rights of innocent victims.
Democrat Dee Dee Barrett also is a co-sponsor in the Assembly. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.